Hi, God bless you and thank you very much for tuning in. Dear friends, I'm Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya and I'm going to take you through chapter number 12 on marketing principle, which is sales management. Dear friends, since in the last chapter we learned what is personal selling, we understood that personal selling is one-to-one selling. We understood the different things in personal selling. And we are very clear by now that every organization may have or do have salespeople. Whenever you have salespeople, you need to manage those salespeople, and therefore you have managers. Now, what are the most important thing of a manager? Obviously, to manage sales. Now, is it manage sales only? The answer is no. Dear friends, in this chapter, we will talk about sales management and we will understand the various things under the gambit of sales management. What are we going to learn in this chapter? Let's see the objectives. One, we are going to understand what is sales management and what is the meaning of sales management. Two, we are going to understand the relationship of sales strategies to marketing and the corporate plan. Very important, dear friends, very important. We'll look at that. We'll understand the objectives of sales management. We will understand the responsibilities of a sales manager. We'll understand the types and the importance of sales organization. We'll also look at some kind of centralization and decentralization in sales force management, recruitment and management of sales people. Very important. And last but not the least, we need and we will understand the performance evaluation and how it is done. Dear friends, let's look at one by one all of these learning objectives that we have in this chapter. Dear friends, what is the meaning of sales management? I mean, if I ask you this question, you definitely will have a lot of definitions and you can define sales management in many, many ways. Now, one of the ways which we could define sales management is that, number one, managing the sales force, sales management as the word suggests. So you need to manage the sales force. Now, what do you mean by managing the sales force? We have to recruit the salespeople. We have to select the good people. We have to train them. We have to motivate them. We have to give them good remuneration. We have to talk to them about the company, the products, and the services that they will be doing about. We need to understand and we need to train them on how do you go and sell. One of the major things of sales management is managing the sales force. Everything we need to do, dear friends. Second, organizing the sales force. Organizing means what? Now you have recruited good people, you have trained them, you have motivated them, you have given them enough knowledge about the company, about your product, about your services, you have talked to them and told them about competition, you have made them clear to go to the market. Now we need to organize the sales effort. We need to understand that, create appropriate organization structure, which means what is going to be the structure of the sales force? I will talk about it as we move ahead. But dear friends, just at this point in time, I would like to tell you, are you talking about, you know, a sales manager having three people reporting to him and this sales manager reporting to the regional head and regional head has got four divisional manager reporting to him and so on and so forth. A hierarchical organization, I'm sure you're learning this, different kinds of organization even in your subject of principles of management. Dear friends, we need to understand that we need to have effective coordination within the sales department. We need to therefore understand also that we have to have a great amount of collaboration and coordination between different functional departments of the organization. That, for example, distribution, for example, HR, for example, marketing or the product management, logistics, sometimes even production. Is it not? Because you go and sell and the product is not available. So dear, we need to organize the sales effort. B, dear, it also includes management of external customers. Because when we are selling to external customers. And we are selling to external customers who buy from us. We need to understand that other than the external customer, a customer who buys from us for his uses of the product or the services, we have to also deal with dealers, distributors. We need to deal with opinion leaders who are actually really, really ambassadors of our product. Dear friend, sales department provides very valuable inputs. For example, many of them, I'll give you a few of them, sales forecast. Sales management has to say that this is what we will sell in the next month, in this quarter, in 6 months, in annually, in a year. Salespeople give us knowledgeable feedback on what is the competition doing in the marketplace, what are the different activities of the competitors. They will tell us about the performance of different products that they are handling. And these feedbacks are very, very important for any organization to develop their products and do better in the marketplace. So, dear friends, in short, I just explained to you what is the meaning of sales management. Let's look at the next part. That was the relationship of sales strategies to marketing and corporate plans. Dear friend, this particular slide speaks a lot. On one hand, you have a corporation or an organization. Every organization has an objective of growth. Is it not? No, there are many objectives. One of the objectives, obviously, is growth. Now, when you are talking about growth, which means you need to increase your sales. When you need to increase your sales, only increasing of sales will it help? The answer is no. Which means you need to have profits. Because only when you have profits will we be able to plow back that profit into the organization and therefore do every other activity of the organization. So in order to do that, we need a strategy. Very simple. How will you increase sales? You need a strategy. Dear friends, marketing and sales departments help organizations and corporations to actually deliver this. For example, if you look at the marketing department, a few companies have separate marketing and sales departments. A few companies may not have separate marketing and sales departments. They probably could be in one. It could be smaller companies. It could be some B2B companies. You really sometimes don't require it, they feel. But in companies, when you have it separately or in combination, the objective obviously is to sell more, increase our market share, increase our penetration of our product in the market. We may use small term tactics. But what is the difference between strategy and tactics? Strategy is long term. Tactics is short term. You do something in the short term to achieve your long-term objective. And therefore, dear friends, we need to understand that when we talk about these kind of marketing activities, getting of new products in the market, increasing market share of the product, increasing profitability, how training people, and now it comes to the sales force, and the sales force goes about penetrating the market, the sales force goes about understanding and seeing that how they could increase the market share of the products that they are handling. So they go to customers, they go and meet them, they go and sell to them, and therefore, dear, the strategy selected products to selected customers. That could be a tactics. Because you may have a different products. Every product may not be bought by every kind of customers. So we need to understand that what are the products that we sell to X customer? What are the products that we sell to Y customers? So sales have to make a very, very clear-cut strategy on select products to selected customer. And once that is clear, obviously you will use your own tactics, which means you will go and do special representation to groups of store managers in case you are going and selling to a store. Same way, if you are going and selling to an organization and you are in a B2B marketing setup, then you will go and probably sell to those user departments. Probably go and talk to the purchase on materials departments. So therefore, dear friend, that any organization has to see that sales happen. Because this is the only department in an organization which brings in the moolah. Everything else is a cost. Therefore, dear friend, it's very, very important we understand that as organization, we require a very effective marketing team and we require a very, very effective sales team. That's what we require. Now we are going to talk about the objectives of sales management. You see, very crisply, I talk about four major objectives. The first objective, obviously, is achievement of sales volumes, is achievement of sales values. What do we mean by this? See, a company has got, let's say, five products, okay? A, B, C, D, E, F. Five products, and company gives a target quota to the salespeople that we need to sell so many of this. These targets are in rupee value as well as in quantity. So we need to achieve sales volumes both in way of quantity as well as in rupee value. When I say quantity, I mean the unit. For an example, if I am a company selling this clicker, okay, this is one product. My target in the sales guy in a particular area could be that, sir, you know, your target is 1000 rupees a month. Let's say the price of this product is 100 rupee and you have to sell 10 of these units. Now what happens is, why the units are also given, dear friends, is that many a times the price of the product goes up, right? The price of the product goes up, and therefore what happens is, let's say it's 110 rupee, which means by 9 units also we will be able to manage and we will get approximately the amount of sale that we wanted in rupee value. But since we are producing, we also have to see the capacity utilization of our machinery. And therefore, most of the companies, dear friend, gives you a quantity-wise target as well as a rupee value target. So objectives of sales management, number one is achievement of these sales targets. Number two, contribution to profits. I just told you, dear friends, if there is no profit in the organization, how will the organization work? So you see, many people say, well, I have a lot of sales. That's good. But if you do not have any profit, how will you manage those other activities of an organization? How will we pay salaries, sir? So we need to have profits, and therefore contribution of profits, we need to deliver profitability. Three, growth of sales, not necessary in this order, right? If your sales grows, that does not mean your profit will grow. I've already told you. You'll say, how, sir? Sales growing, profit not growing. Yes, because you may go and do more sales by giving more discounts. So your sales may grow, but your profits may not grow. So dear friends, we need to see that growth in sales is required, yes, in a similar way as growth in profit is required. And the fourth one is growth in market share. Every organization wants their products to be the leader in the market. And they want to see that they have the maximum market share in the product category in which they are operating and in the markets in which they are operating. And therefore, growth in market or market share is a very important objective of sales management. I'm sure you're understanding, it's very easy. Let's go on now to the fourth point or fourth objective of this chapter, which was responsibilities of a sales manager. Now, I as a manager in an organization, when I say manager, now I'm talking about a sales manager in an organization, what are my responsibilities? Very simple, dear. One, I need to continuously see that I need to add new distributors for my company, new dealers for my company, get into new markets which was unrepresented as of now. In existing markets also, I need to understand how and what is the performance of the existing distributors. And if need be, I need to change the distributor, or if need be, I need to add a new distributor. So as a sales manager, I need to continuously evaluate performances of distributors and dealers in the existing markets and look at what are the possibilities in new markets and probably go and appoint distributors, dealers, wholesalers, whatever you call them. The second point is that we need to extend our field activities to new geographical areas. What does this mean? Let's say I'm a company and I am manufacturing some product and I am marketing and selling only in Mumbai. Now I may feel that, yeah dear, now we have the sales force ready and we probably should extend our geographical area of operation. And here when I say, I mean marketing operations. So what do? You go to a new market, you go to Pune, you may go to Nagpur, you may go to Gujarat, right? So what happens is you extend your field activities to new geographical areas. The third point here is to increase in sales from existing customer. See, like we work for an organization and like we have and we want every year our salaries to go up. Nothing wrong. Everybody wants a good increment, you know. Salaries to go up. How will salaries go up, dear friends, if sales do not grow up and if the company does not grow? Therefore, one of the major responsibility of a sales manager is to see that the sales grows that we have seen in previous slides. Now, how will a company grow? How will the sales of a company grow? Very simple. You probably sell more of your existing products to existing distributors, dealers, retailers, customers. All our strokes or all of them. So you need to be there and see that these distributors also sell more of what they were buying. We need to see that our existing customers also buy more of those products which they were buying. The fifth one, increase in sales of profitable products. Dear friends, if a company has five products, all five products may not sell in the same way. If they sell also in the same way, all five products may not give a company the profits in the same way. So we as salespeople have to analyze which are those products, which are those services, which are those markets where we probably get more profits. And then we need to concentrate on these profitable products and see that they sell more. So increase in sales of profitable products is one of the major responsibility of a sales manager. Fifth one, control of selling expenses. Dear friends, selling expenses are big expense. And we need to therefore understand that how do we manage these selling expenses. I'm not saying we will not do expenses. We will have to do expenses. We will have to get into new area. We'll have to appoint new people. We'll have to get into new geographical areas. But dear, we need to understand how do we control this. Again, a very important responsibility of a sales manager. Sixth one, receivable. Wow, wow, and wow. Very important. See, you have sold. पैसा ही नहीं आ रहा है। पैसा तो आना चाहिए ना साहब, हमने माल बेच दिया, डिस्ट्रीब्यूटर ने खरीद लिया, बट द मनी इज नॉट कमिंग इन। सी इफ द मनी डजंट कम इन, हाउ विल यू वर्क डियर? सो देयरफॉर वी नीड टू मैनेज रिसीवेबल, वी नीड टू मैनेज आउटस्टैंडिंग्स इन द मार्केट। यू नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड विच काइंड ऑफ आउटस्टैंडिंग्स आर देयर और वॉट काइंड ऑफ आउटस्टैंडिंग्स आर देयर, हूज नेम इज दीज आउटस्टैंडिंग्स देयर, इज इट इन कस्टमर, विच कस्टमर, इफ इज अ डीलर, विच डीलर, एंड वी नीड टू मैनेज दैट, वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट। सेवेंथ वन, वी नीड टू इम्प्रूव अवर सेल्स फोरकास्टिंग, and we need to do that accurately. We could use some models, we could use estimation, we could use Delphi technique, we could use some trigonometrical models which we do for sales forecasting. Because how will a manufacturer or a production department of an organization manufacture if they don't know how much to make, how much people will sell? If they know how much they will sell, they know how much to make or how many to make. So salespeople gives sale forecasting. Ki dear, in the month of May I'm going to sell this month, in the month of June I'm going to sell this month, in the month of July I'm going to sell this much. And therefore we need to give them, good companies give a revolving plan, 3 month plan, somewhere 4 months plan, and this goes to the production department. So the production department also, depending on your forecast, probably arrange for the raw material and arrange for manufacturing the finished product and keep it ready when the time comes to sell. Otherwise inventories are not there and we probably may lose on opportunity cost. So we need to understand this. Understand how important is this sales forecasting. If we do wrong forecasting and we are not selling, understand inventory goes up. And the moment inventory goes up, as Japanese says, that inventories are causes of all evil. Because it bears a huge cost. And therefore, dear, they work on JIT, which is called as just in time inventory. Dear friends, we need to understand that we need as salespeople, therefore, to forecast accurately and effectively manage the finished goods inventory. We need to understand that. We need to manage that. Eighth one, we need to do effective use of sales promotion scheme. Marketing gives us a scheme sometime. What is a scheme? If you buy this product, if you sell this product, 1+1 free. Now there is a scheme. Now when there is a promotional scheme, we need to understand that we need to get into the market and we need to sell and take advantage of that and push the product in the market so that we could increase our sales. Right, we need to understand and make effective use of any kind of sales promotion scheme. It could be contest that they probably may be having. So we need to do that. Ninth one, we need to extend the use of existing products on new market segments. What does this mean? Very simply, dear friends, we need to understand that can we find out new avenues where our existing products can get into newer markets, new geographical markets. For an example, if you are selling a soap, now soap is you sold retail in the retail places for personal consumption by consumers, which is good, but soap could also be used by, let's say, hotels in the washroom. Soaps could also be used by probably, you know, an industry. Right, where many people are there, obviously they have their washroom, they have their housekeeping departments. Now if I am a company selling soaps and looking and was selling only in a particular market segment, which is, let's say, FMCG, I know I have not gone into, let's say, hotels. Now you may have gone into hotels, but have you got to hospitals? So that could be another segment, hospital. You would have gone into hospitals, but have you got to industry? That is another segment. So we need to understand that can we probably extend the use of the existing products that we are selling and get into new market segments? Could be geographical segments, as I've already, or new markets, like we said, or could be new market segments, like I just gave an example of hospitals, hotels, industry, FMCG. These are different segments. There may be many companies who have the requirement of their products in these segments, but they may not be operating in all these segments. So we could do that. Tenth one, training the sales force, motivating the sales force. Dear friends, if your sales force is motivated and if your sales force are trained, let me tell you, understand how good a job they will be able to do. So we need to train them. Train them on what? Train them on every aspect of selling. Train them in their behavior, in their attitude, therefore their motivation. Train them, dear friends, in product knowledge, in company's knowledge. Train them in what is the competition doing, which is the markets. Train them in how do you handle customers, because customers are of different types. Dear friends, we need to do a training of these sales force across 360 degree, you know. 11th one, implementation of sales plan for the territory, which means that a sales force, a salesman is assigned a particular territory, and in that territory, geographical territory, he probably have customers whom he caters to. Therefore, he has a sales plan. Now, we as sales manager has to see or have to see that do or does the sales force or does the salesman specifically is implementing the sales plan as was decided in his territory. And we need to, last but not least, I say the 12th one, effectively manage the sales territory. Now, this is normally, if you see, sales territory could be a job of a sales person. But as a sales manager also, I have got a territory. For an example, if I am in Mumbai and I am working for a company in Mumbai and I am heading the sales in Mumbai and I have six, let's say, salespeople who are having different areas, right? They are, one is working in another area, another is working in another area. Now, the individual salesman has a sales territory which he manages, implements the sales plan in those territory. But if I am the boss of Mumbai, I have six people reporting to me, I am the sales manager for Mumbai, and Mumbai is my sales territory, and I need to effectively manage that. Which means I need to effectively manage the salespeople, the distributors, the dealers, the wholesalers, the retailers, the direct customers. If we are talking on market segments, FMCG, hospitals, hotels, I gave you some example, B2B, and so on. I need to effectively manage the sales territory. Dear friends, I'm sure you understood how and what are the responsibility of a sales manager. As a sales manager, if you are able to do that, you're going to do fantastically well, and therefore you will go up in your career very fast. All those sales managers who are looking at this video, please implement them. I'm sure you already are doing it, but please see that effectively and more efficiently we do it day in and day out. With that, friend, I go on to the next objective. And the next objective of this chapter was, what is the importance of a sales organization? See, every organization, small or big, Panwala also, small, Panwala, you know, sitting in, let's say, a 20 square feet space, needs sales, is it not? Without sale, how will he survive? Everybody needs sales, therefore. So I feel every organization, small, medium, or large, needs sales. And therefore, every organization, to me, is a sales organization. But you have to understand that, is it a good sales organization? I feel a good sales organization is a foundation for effective execution. of effective implementation of the sales policies, of the sales processes, of the sales system, of the sales technique, of the sales plans and the program. We need to understand that, dear. Effectively it is done, then it is a good sales organization. A good sales organization, therefore, or a good sales organization, normally, what do? They plan in detail all the activities that should be done. They collaborate and coordinate and integrate all of these to secure mutual, united efforts and produce maximum effectiveness to deliver maximum efficiency. Dear friends, a sales organization, therefore, is a medium to execute the sales plan. Is it not? I'm not talking about any rocket science, friends. Very, very simple. If you have understood till now what I have been talking in this chapter, by now you have understood how important is this and how important is to have a good sales organization, because without sales there are no profits, and without profits you will not get your salaries, dear. How much time will an investor go on investing? You need profits, right? So it's very important.